In one way, Valentine's Day is not a very Jewish holiday. I mean, chocolate is Jewish. And flowers are kind of Jewish. But the problem is that Valentine's Day identifies love only with romantic love. You don't send a Valentine to your friend or your child or all the other loves that define your life. And if Valentine's Day were Jewish, there would be romantic love. That would be a part of it, but it wouldn't be all of it. There would be lots and lots of different Valentines for lots of different loves. Because the human heart is very wide. And we love lots of different people and even things in lots of different ways. We love music. We love Israel. We love books. We can love the synagogue. And all those loves are real and they deserve the name of love, but they're not romantic love. And in some ways, they're more reliable and steady love than romantic love. Romantic love, at least the way it's been defined for most of Western history, has an element of instability and danger and disappointment and obstacle and worry. It's in every song and every story. That's what romantic love is supposed to be about. Boy meets girl, boy loses girl, and then boy gets girl. But if you don't have the boy loses girl, you don't have the real romantic story. But a lot of the loves of our lives are the loves of steadiness. And both of them together are deep and real and important. One of the things that is true about romantic love in our own time is that we have an expectation that it will work out beautifully and perfectly. That's what happens in every movie sooner or later. But all the messiness of real humanity, of real human beings, we're not always ready for that. That's why we have the Torah. Because every love in the Torah is problematic. Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebecca, Jacob and Leah and Rachel. And it tells us that loving another human being is not only an emotion. And this is the great contribution that Judaism can make, I think, to the idea of love. For Judaism, love is an enacted emotion. It's not only what you feel, it's also what you act, what you do. If you say to somebody, I love you, and you treat them horribly, then as far as Judaism is concerned, you may say you love them, but you don't love them. You may feel deeply about them, but you don't love them. Because love is how you treat the person you love, as well as how you feel about the person you love. So it's not only hearts and flowers. It's kind words and embraces. Not all the time. Not all the time. One of the questions I invariably ask couples when they come to me to be married, and I ask them all these questions about themselves, a question I never fail to ask is, how do you fight? Notice I don't say, do you fight? I say, how do you fight? Because that's part of love too. Love without friction is cold. But we should know that love is about how you act as well as how you feel. And on a day when we celebrate love, let's celebrate loving acts as well as loving feelings. And that brings us to what is, in our tradition, the greatest love. And the greatest love in our tradition is the very first love. And that's God. God gives us in our prayers Ahavat Olam, which means eternal love. Love that never ends. Love that had no beginning. Love that isn't dependent on circumstance. Love that transcends our doing bad, our doing good. Eternal love. We begin with Ahava Rabbah, and then, as I said before, we say V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. God loves you eternally, and in return, you love God. And how do you love God? By acting lovingly. That's why the next paragraph of the Shema is, you should wear talit tefillin, you should have a mezuzah on your door. In other words, you enact your love for God in specific deeds, just as you enact your love for your children, for your parents, for your husband, for your wife, for your friends, for your siblings, for your grandparents, for your grandchildren in specific deeds. You say, I love you, but you also kiss them. You say, I love you, but you also give them presents. You act lovingly as you feel loving. But all of that love, all the love we feel, and all the love we enact is only possible because of the initial act of love, the act of creation. All the loves that we express in our lives are possible because of Ahavat Olam, the eternal love. That's why the rabbis speak about the Torah as a ketubah and Mount Sinai as a chuppah. On Valentine's Day, let's remember the love of God and the Jewish people. It's a love that has gone on for thousands of years, and it enables us to have all the loves in our lives. Ahavat Olam, eternal love.